Black Compass Media back live with another one. Shout out to everybody that's out there right now. Everybody's going to hear this. Tone Bro checking in. Salute to all the people, man. Everybody that was in the space and the recaps and all that, man. It's a big weekend. You know what I mean? I definitely want to say on camera, shout out to URLTV.TV for another, you know what I mean, great weekend. The return was definitely epic. A lot to talk about with that. But those of you who are familiar with this platform, y'all know we got a radio show, so check out the recap on that event. It's battle rap time. It's battle rap talk. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole team. Now, I don't want to belabor the point because I definitely got things I want to talk about. I do. But if you haven't seen the, you know, the pay-per-view and all that, if you've been under a rock, if you're not in tune with what's going on, man, the guests I have up here, I feel like just got over in a major way. New York City. At the biggest stage, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know him from putting in work from the, you know what I mean, the inner class wars, to going into tournaments, like putting on a show every time he's outside. You know what I'm saying? Recent battle with Big T, you know what I mean? Recent work out in the streets. Like, he's always busy. He's active. You know what I'm saying? If you watch the walk down, you seen it. It's versatile, right? But the next guest that we have here represents CT. So CT, stand up. Shout out to y'all. Y'all definitely get in the chat too, because we're gonna have talk. We got people up here too. But this man represents Connecticut, man. You know what I'm saying? He's been outside, he's been on all the platforms, man. Just rocked this stage right here behind me. It's Irving Plaza thing. You feel me? So without further ado, we got the seven.
Peace. Kids play. Peace, man. Peace, God. Yeah. Peace.
Yeah. How you doing, man? Doing all right, man. Life is good, man. I'm in good spirits, man. Things are going well for me. I mean, the fans want to know, the people want to know. How is life for Kid Slade right now? What's up, brother?
It feel good, man. You know, great battle. I feel like the best performance of my career. Biggest stage, biggest card. It was a moot card. The building was packed.
Right.
First time in New York in 5 years. Bob was on the line. I did what I had to do, you know?
Did what you had to do. Yeah. It's, I agree with a lot of what you said. And I just want to break this down because, as you mentioned, this is New York City. This is the big stage. This is Irving Plaza. This is where legends and legacies are made and solidified. What does it mean for you to be on that stage? Walk the people through that first. Before we even get to the battle, let's talk about the ambiance.
That shit is different, bro. Like, I've been in buildings that size before, you know? Mm-hmm. But you will walk in and, like, the energy was New York. Once New York was in the building,
mm-hmm.
That shit felt bigger. It just turned into something completely different. Once the building was packed, that shit just turned into something completely different. Unfortunately, I went on first. Not unfortunately. Let me rephrase.
I'm about to say you were. Yeah. I'm about to,
all
yeah.
of the celebrities got there after I performed outside Remy and Pat.
Okay.
But Remy and Pat was in the building for the guy shit. If I'm not mistaken, BET had already gotten there.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that it was mad important people in there, so I didn't miss out completely, but I didn't get to do my thing in front of Buzz, Fab, and all them, but
right.
I definitely still felt the, you know, the New York pressure that comes with Irving Plaza that we all hear about.
I mean, I felt like, you know, and shout out to all the celebrities that was in the building because it was that type of event, right? Like this was definitely that, but I feel like this was a good situation. You know, on the app, you're undefeated. You know, for whatever that's worth to folks, I think it's worth something to say a man hasn't lost by consensus on, you know, the app that the company owns. But, you know, whatever. Undefeated, putting in work and all that stuff. Did you expect for the slogans and for the everything that you've been doing to get over the way that it did? Like, that was already a part of it?
Not 100%. I was confident that, for the most part, who that? Hold on, yo. I was confident for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Eagles. Yeah, let's do that. shout out to all of y'all. We got Kid Slade in the building, y'all.
Yeah. I had to like I've been in big buildings before to where they recite that your thing is your thing. Mm-hmm. But like, bro.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Slade, you might have got a phone call just now. Okay. Back now. Yeah.
They was reciting the bars with me. Mm. They was bringing the lines back with me. Right. So as I'm saying the lines, I was able to get them off and let them finish them. It felt amazing, God. Like, I never felt nothing like that as a battle rapper. That shit was amazing. Mm. And this is the thing. Like, when dudes play off, yes, the fuck, I'm happy as fuck.
Talk that shit.
Nigga, you gotta act like you've been here before. No, nigga, I've never been here before. I'm about to wild the fuck out. What is wrong with niggas? Yeah, I'm actually excited, guys. Mm. That shit was amazing, God. I never felt like that right. I didn't expect that. No. Nah.
Is that like I'm trying to think about it. Like, I don't know where you write your rhymes. I've talked to a lot of MCs, like, yo, where do you write? Like, where do you go? Like, you have a space or whatever. Like, imagine you at your kitchen table, you wrote that, and it's 1,000 people, it's 600, whatever, how many people it was, right? They all reciting that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was it a moment though, because I know Stumbles went first, right? And we can talk about the battle too. But was there a moment where it was like, damn, this the because the reaction was crazy. It's different, right? So that reaction, did you feel like, yo, I'm gonna need to be able to kind of control that stage? Because you seem very comfortable on the stage once everything got started.
Yo, that's my thing, yo. That's why I never get shooken up by what my opponent do. I'm so confident in what I wrote that it's like, yo, get through it clean. Now, mind you, if I see my opponent wilding, I feel like I got an uphill battle, I'm there. But I don't really be scared. I be prepared for that. Like, I'm confident I can win him over, you know?
Right.
And then, for the most part, no shade to Stumbles, but like some shit, like even the bars leading up to his heavier bars, like even niggas be having like dope feeling and shit, but even the light shit they was grabbing on to. I turned around and was telling my niggas when they was grabbing that shit, like, oh, this about to be up.
You're like, yo, if they like that, they about to go crazy. But I ain't gonna front though. I ain't gonna front because, you know, and shout out to my colleagues because they will be up here. Shout out to Cola, shout out to Polo as well. But I ain't gonna front. So I don't trust niggas. I kill you, go to your funeral just to hug bitches. Now that, at that moment, I'm gonna be honest, Slade, and I had you in my prediction. I'm like, it's gonna be a tough battle, but I feel like Slade's gonna win. But at that moment, I'm gonna be honest. I'm like, yo, this right here, if this continue, but as you writing, right, you know what's in your first round. You said you not rattled by that at all, or is it just more so, let's see what the crowd is receptive to. That's where you're going?
Oh, no, it's no way not to be rattled by a haymaker like that when the whole building is rattling.
Yeah, yeah.
You heard? It's impossible, God. I'm thinking. Yeah. Yo, when the battle come out, y'all gonna see me. I looked at the ground like, damn. That was dumb. Okay. Out the gate.
Out the gate, he went right for it. But then he had a moment in there in the first where it's good because it was a dichotomy, right? Like, now we know the crowd is going to be receptive, something dope. They're going to give it up, big energy, all of that, right? He stumbles over a single word, which I don't even think is a full choke. It was just he tripped over a word a little bit, and then the crowd did what they did.
Bro. You heard? Mm. It was fake. Mm. You remember how he did it versus Snake?
Mm-hmm. It was a fake John.
His follow-up bar after that, he didn't catch it. His follow-up bar was like, matter of fact, Smack, you said when niggas choke, they ain't getting their cash. I went through my shit smooth and served for only gave me half. Mm. That was a fake choke that he let
fake choke. Okay.
But
okay.
Check this out. I would have never done that. In that building when they waiting for you to choke. I wouldn't have took that risk. And it was a risk. It was a big risk. And it didn't go in his favor.
Mm, okay. Okay.
But as battle rappers, we try shit. Sometimes it hits, sometimes it misses, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that. I get that. I mean, you had to. Oh, man. It's a lot, man. Zombie movie. I'm killing them with the extras. Like, all right. So let's talk about this. The style. Stylistically, right? Because I'm going to address myself. and things like that. I try to be honest with the people that's up here, you know what I mean, about my critiques. My critique of Kid Slade was that the rounds plateau as they go along, right? There's a tendency sometimes to drop off in the level of intensity, the type of bars I want to hear. You still rap good, so you can get over, but it's not like crazy. For me, I feel like the frequency of the punches and the variation in the cadences was much different in this battle. Was that something that you wanted? That, like, what do you think about that assessment of what I just said? And what were some of the objectives that you were trying to get done as you were on the stage?
For what it's worth, I heard y'all. Mm-hmm. And I'm not one of them dudes who's stubborn as hell. And I'm not, if y'all don't notice, I try to take some of every criticism from every battle and fix it every time I touch the stage, bro. Mm-hmm. Every time.
Yeah.
And what I was told this time is that when I got the crowd and when I can feel it, that I got the round, once the haymaker hit and it's like, all right, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. That it did. Some people said I should have ended my first round at the wheelchair bar. I should have ended my third round when I told them, what if we pick up? Things like that. I'm learning that.
Right.
I'm learning that.
Right.
They told me that when the crowd was wild, and I should have not so much pulled a surf, but told them, shut up and let me rap. Took it back from them. These are things that I'm going to learn going along the way, but these are small things.
Right.
I feel like it's getting there, and I feel like these niggas is getting scared because it's looking like once Slade got it, it's over, bro.
Oh yeah, we're gonna drink because I'm gonna pivot back to that. Cause I like to assess the fans' reaction and your colleagues' reaction. And your colleagues' reaction is interesting to me. It seems seems like you might be on the radar, is what I'm trying to say. Now, stylistically. These are things that you bring to the ring that I felt like resonated in New York City. You're a rapper, right? You are a rapper. Ghost of Whitney, go get that, right? Like, we, you know what I mean? It's work. But you're a rapper, and that's going to work. But at the same time, on the big stage, it's a different kind of rhythm, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. As you get acquainted to the big stage, like, do you feel like that is a – you could see yourself being a little bit more comfortable in that environment than the smaller room? Eventually,
I'm not gonna lie, yo. And this go with me in life too, and it's kind of a gift and a curse. Like, for in battle rap, it's been a gift for me. Mm. And kind of, well, yeah, it's been a gift for me. When the energy is up, that shit get me going. Like, the big stage is that. Alright, for instance, when I go to the gym, if I work out. The workout won't be as lit as it was if I got somebody with me working out with me.
Right. Okay.
And for me, that workout partner is the crowd, is the stage, as far as battle rap go. And once that's there, I think I do better on the stage. I'm wilding in the small rooms too because I'm getting it. And don't worry, this is the scary part. Once I'm at, this is what niggas gotta understand. Once I'm at that stage and I can do that, like. And I got that. I'm going to do that in the small. I'm going to be beating your ass. I'm just going to keep learning, bro. It's just going to keep getting worse for niggas. I'm not playing. It's going to keep getting worse.
Bro, you said something that resonated with me. Because, see, I'm a big punchline guy and stuff like that. But I pay attention to setups and subtlety and things like that. Like, for instance, Stumbles had a joint where he said the plug and the block. He did, like, a whole scheme with, like, the plug and the charger. Like, it's different when there's the block behind you. You know what I mean? Like. Yeah. That was dope. Like, it's a subtlety. You said something. You said, you see me, I'll be beasting. Every car, I'll be eating. Uncle Smack, give me my pack. I bring it back and the re-up, keep increasing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I thought that was dope. And it's kind of a testament to the work that you trying to put in. And so, like consistency on the big stage and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, how do you figure, like, how do you remain in this pocket? Are you seeking bigger and better competition? Or are you still trying to hide him, like, fights within the people, kind of in the peer group and stuff like that? Like, what is,
no,
you know what I mean? What's the trajectory? Bro. What do you think?
Up, God. And I said this in a space. I was just with Cola. Shout out to Cola. I'm waiting for him to pull up. Solid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just telling him, I seen Surf, Hitman, Conceited, Mook, Lux, a few of these dudes, Daylight, a couple of these dudes make big. I want that money.
talk that shit.
I like the battles. I like to have the legacy of battles and the history behind me. Like, yo, this nigga battled this one, nigga battled that one. That's dope. Got right. kids. Trying to stop working. Trying to stop doing dumb shit. I'm trying to stop doing... I want to 100% be able to do this for the rest of my life. Not battle rap, though, but rap musically. And I got to set myself up to do other things. I love rapping. I love music. I produce. I want to be able to do this for the rest of my life. And I don't think just seeking the best battles is going to do that. Becoming the best battle rapper, the best version of me is going to do that. And I think up is where I go. I don't give a fuck about, oh, I got this on my resume. No, the resume don't really do nothing for niggas. Because I know niggas with incredible resumes. And I got more bread than niggas right now. Respect.
Oh, shit.
I'm that way. We need to go that way with it, God. I got plans. I need.
Yeah. Clip that one, y'all. That's the one to clip. I gotta address something. I have to. Friend of this platform, been on this platform a couple times, interviews and things of that nature. LL Cool G, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, the hardworking brother, great music as well. Actually, I think, Cold March 5, y'all. Yeah, fire. Like, he's dope.
Yo, man, this
works hard. But the bar, the situation, I need to understand, you know, first of all, I got asked the early question, did you see it? Were you there?
No.
What was the situation?
Yeah. I didn't even see the battle. That's the honest truth. And it's not that, yo, he trash. I ain't watching. Not at all. I watch a lot of battle rap.
Right.
But as of late, I've been so locked in on finding the best Slade, I'm not watching a lot of battle rap lately.
Okay.
I did not see that battle rap. And like I told him, as a producer, a songwriter, I take pride in my craft. When niggas steal from me, use a beat without my permission. Use my voice on a song without my permission. Don't do that. I take pride in what I do. This is what I do. I know he feel the same. I didn't. Yo, bro, that is not how I give it up, dog. I'm nice at what I do. I don't need to steal bars from niggas. I really don't.
Right.
I did not, God.
And then speaking to Cool G, you know, it's mutual respect on both sides. I feel like just the fans, the culture, right? We're more adamant about the rules, right? The lines that we've drawn in the sand. We're more adamant about that in some cases than battle rappers are, to the point where we have to at least unpack this. Did you hear it? Was you there? Things like that. That's not the case. Now, did you actually hear it after the fact and was like, oh, this is the same. It's the same John. Like, what's your assessment of if you were, like, you know what I mean, outside of this, right? And if you just seen them two lines back to back, what would you say?
I would just I see the meme so much, I would be like, I'm surprised another battle rapper didn't say it on a Smack State. I'm surprised I didn't hear that. But if I seen it, I would be like, well, that's interesting. And then I'm not telling nobody you gotta believe me, but I'm being 100 with niggas. I ain't got no reason to lie. It's not like nobody gonna do nothing to me. I lied to the police and people that can do stuff to me. Y'all niggas can't do shit to me. No reason to lie to y'all. None of y'all. Fuck is y'all niggas gonna do? Literally, bro. I did not know, God. And I seen the clip where they was like, that's him right there. That was not me, God. Nigga had on some glasses and hat. I'm not gonna front. Yo, it looked like me to the point I went and said, what the fuck?
I was I ain't gonna lie, Slay. I'm gonna be honest, Slay. I was prepared for this interview. I was like, oh no, Slay. Nigga said, Slay was there. I said, no. Not Slay.
What's out of here?
No.
And I'm looking, I'm like, Arsenal, no. And I'm like, yo, literally, the first time I seen Arsenal battle was on the URL. I never seen Arsenal live. First time I seen Arsenal live was a URL battle. Who was he battling? Matter of fact, that was the first time I seen Arsenal live. First time I met Arsenal in person, I battled Big T.
Oh, wow.
Real shit. I wasn't there, girl.
Okay. Oh. Fair. Now, segue from that, because I wouldn't be me if I didn't ask. I did see your interview. Shout out to Hip Hop Is Real and things of that nature. I saw the interview. I wanted to follow up with you on that. I'm adamantly against any type. I don't even think the way that everybody's cool is dope, but that's not what I come from. Like, I come from the regional, yo, I'm trying to be the best from here. I'm trying to get signed. I'm trying to do other stuff. It was more of a hustle. It was more of a competitive spirit, I felt like, right? And part of this thing to me in battle rap is competitive. It's one of the last beacons of real hip hop. This is really where it lives. So when I heard the statement about the, you know, the outlook on the rehearsal thing, right? Now, this is not something you do. It's not something I endorse personally. You know what I'm saying? You're not spitting all three rounds. I get that. But it does strike a question as it be like, well, wouldn't that take away from the caliber of the battles that we're getting if you kind of already prepared for what's gonna happen? Like, why take that aspect out of it? Isn't that taking away some a competitive part of what made us all kind of like this shit? Like, I just want to ask you that.
Yeah, this is my thing. When I wasn't trying to say that I agree with what Sheed and Hustle did. Okay. I was just, as a battle rapper, those being my peers, that being my nigga, Hustle being my nigga, I just tried to give some logic to it. Maybe
right,
he didn't want to just bump Hustle out of respect, because we are all friends outside of this. When the battles is over,
mm-hmm.
niggas don't, we go, you go to that club, you niggas be getting up. We go eat together. We go right. party together. We hang out. We don't hate each other. Mm-hmm. So, going off of that, I like yo, Hustle, I'm about to bump you. I don't want to take, because mind you, we all peers, but me and she, we're Hustle's new peers.
Right, right. She's elder statesman. She's legend. Yeah.
Nigga, you bump me and hurt my titty or something, or knock an earring off, or
right.
Hustle come in with the cleavage out, or knock a titty out.
Right.
Like, maybe that was that. That's what I was saying. Mm. And like, as far as Ace and Holmesy go,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken, they said what Ace said, he spit 12 bars for Holmesy.
He spit a couple bars for him.
I think he said they bars. Spit bars mm-hmm. a piece for each other.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. I have no clue. I can't give an explanation. Well, my explanation was, maybe I don't know when what battle was that. I don't know. I can't give an explanation. Only thing I was saying was, so sometimes with them surprise battles or them battles that don't get announced, there's nobody there but who you're battling.
Right.
Maybe they walked up on each other and was like, yo, I'm about to do this. And she was like, oh, all right. Well, I doubt he spit his entire round for Hustle.
Okay.
Fair. I just highly doubt it. And for me, I'm from Slade. That is not something I do. If you couldn't tell, Stumbles didn't know none of that was coming. I real shit, my nigga. This is real shit, yo. And you can ask Sheed, all the battle rappers that's there, and anybody that's ever at events. Slade don't walk up on the sparring circles and just dump his rounds. I don't do that. I don't even spar with my peers like that.
Mm.
Niggas don't hear my shit till they hear my shit.
Right. Right.
Swervo heard my rounds. My brother Paper heard my rounds.
Mm-hmm.
My bro Authentic heard my rounds. Dre Dennis and Holmesy heard my first round.
Okay. Okay. And that's the squad. That's home team.
That's
right?
Gang.
Okay.
That's gang. And no lie, them niggas heard the rounds the day before, 2 days before.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm to myself. When I'm in the dojo, I'm in the dojo club of Lane. I'm in right. the basement. I'm on the pipes with it.
Huh.
I ain't in the gym with the cameras on. I'm in the basement, God. So
right, right.
I'm not
yeah.
saying that's
yeah.
what I do. I'm just trying to doze my peers. I'm not just gonna sit there, like, you know what I'm saying? And for like niggas writing together, niggas scripting shit. How the fuck is we writing together and scripting shit? And like this nigga Cap said, I said rehearsing and rehearsing. Man, you know what I meant, man. Like, preparing and rehearsing are two completely different things.
Mm. Like you were saying, spitting all three rounds to your opponent.
Yeah, like,
it's like, boom, yo, I might, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I've only seen people say this type of thing. Like, yo, I got a line in there about, so like, I don't want to, But my thing has always been, well, don't say that shit. If you gotta ask him, don't say it. If you gotta ask him, don't do it. What the fuck are we doing? That's my thought, right? And I'm a battle rap fan. You know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of, it's just interesting to me. You know,
I respect that 100%. I respect that 100%. I'm not trying to justify what niggas doing. I'm just trying to put some logic on it. Sure. And also put a stop to the, because niggas spit 12 bars to each other in the parking lot before the battle or outside before the battle, stop making it like, yo, niggas put together, yo, this is how my first round gonna go, I'm gonna do all this. Mm. And it's not to that. Preparing together and just like right there before that, that's two different things completely.
Right, right.
I'm a get cap. He just called me too. That's who called me.
Yeah.
I'm coming for you.
That's a conversation that should happen for sure. So shout out to that. But I think it's one of those things to where, you know, him, myself, the Jay Blacks, the all the people, Sarah Connors, the Poison Pens and Swaves and all them, it's just battle rap being competitive and maintaining a competitive spirit at all times is vital to the survival of what this shit is. You know what I'm saying? It's a departure from the industry where now a posse cut is just, all right, we just trying to sell 1 billion records. Say anything, y'all. Whereas it used to be, I'm on this record, Jada, Fab, Cam, Fantastic Four. Okay, I'm about to go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Nature, like, I'm about to go crazy. And I'm going first. That's the spirit that battle rap has, that hip hop lost. That's why you getting that energy. You know what I'm saying? And we fuck with you. That's why you getting that energy. Because I'm like, I notice they ain't coming in with bad habits. What we doing?
I want niggas to know this show.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never gonna go personal and put a friend down or kill one of my, or like do some weird shit in the battle where they're like, yo, what the fuck?
Right.
But yo, if I gotta battle somebody that I'm cool with, dog. See, like me and Stumbles wouldn't have just battled on some at battle. This is a career-changing battle.
Hmm.
Summer Madness was a career-changing battle.
Right.
That's why we agreed to it. But, like, I know how to, like, say that. It's, like, no, dog, man, don't need to. I'm not rehearsing shit. I'm coming. I'm in here. I told you what I'm here for.
Here for the paydays. Yeah, yeah. Now,
and you don't do that. You don't get them paydays playing at all.
That's a fact. I want to get, because, listen. We talked about the and I got lines written. I do certain cards, certain battles. I just write down the lines, and it's a lot of things. Like, it's a lot. Walking my white establishment, trying to eat. We sell a nigga pot. Like, listen. All right. Here's the thing. Right. I knew it was nasty when he came up and he had Bieber. I hear you. That's insane. Right. But the balance of giving them that, because there's a lot of fans who argue that that is dope. It's indirect, though, right? As you get to these more, this elite level competition, do you feel like you're going to have to, you feel the need to try to adapt, like, or sort of evolve your style to be able to compensate for that? Or what do you even feel about the fact that there's some fans that, they, all right, there's a dope bar, but what does it have to do with the battle? Like, what do you think about that type of reaction to those type of bars?
I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand. And this is why, if niggas don't notice, I tried to dumb it down. And I try to sprinkle it throughout rounds. And if I'm going to go heavy on it, I try to isolate it to a round.
Right.
This particular battle, I sprinkled it throughout the first two rounds. I went a little heavier on it on the third. And I just, in the third period, I just wanted to talk some real shit. And the whole Flavor Flav thing and
oh my God.
None of that is fake, bro. My man Black, he doing 60 right now. We just put in the habeas corpus. This is real shit. I'm not joking, man. This,
wow.
I'm dead ass. The first appeal was denied. Habeas corpus, we putting that in. Mm. About to do that. I'm going to see him tomorrow. Man. They just got in-person visits back. I'm going to see him tomorrow. It's the first time I'm seeing him in a long time. Going to see my man tomorrow. So that was real shit. That's why I did that, you know? And that's why I said, like, it's, even if I hate your fucking guts, I would never want you to be in prison.
Right. That was real. That
and
was
that's real. That whole thing was I had to say some real shit. That was the biggest stage ever that I ever been on. And that my man Black, I love that nigga to death, man. That's my brother, man. I love him to death. And that's why I did that. So that third round was I put my drug talk and some real shit in that third. I tried to isolate that to the third. So I'm trying to put shit in certain places, try to spread it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, that works. That works, man. And you know, and free that man as well, man. I wish the best for him because that's real. Yeah. That comes from a real place. And I'm not one of these like, yo, like you need to do this, right? Like even with blogs and media and all that too. And I'm gonna just say this because I see you done got over. You're gonna be on the rise and all that. We're gonna be critical. This is what we do. Everything's gonna be under a microscope. But at the same time, do what got you here. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna only be able to do Slade. I put 100,000 miles on my girl's Honda in 7 months. It was crazy.
That was new.
You a foul nigga, bro. Like that's what I said. I was like, yo, that's crazy. Yo.
It was new.
Yo, you wow, son. She just bought it, B. Like,
oh, it $35, $30, full tank. Be out.
Full tank for the 30.
Full tank gets you to New York and halfway back.
Talk that shit. All right, man. Let me do this, man. Without further ado, let me get my man's 50 grand up here as well. Part of Black Compass. You know him as the big speaker, the big astronaut himself. My man from Chi-Town, man. My man, Cola. Cola, what up?
You know the vibes, man. I'm in the building, man. I'm here, Tone Slade. What up, man?
What up, man? It's
the big speaker with the big seven, man.
Good,
uh-huh.
Man.
We're
here, man.
Uh-huh.
Wait for you to pull up, man. What's good with you?
Uh-huh. Free Henny home. You already know.
Yeah,
Tone,
down the Henny out here,
so
man.
It's no more free Henny. It's Henny free. You know the vibes. We here,
yeah. Huh? Shout out to Henny, man. That's a fact, man. Yeah, we talking about this because just you know, stylistically, like he was talking about how he's spacing out the talk, right? Because people like to talk, right? We like to talk. We grew up on Rex, we grew up on Ice. Like we like to talk, you know what I'm saying? But you know, having that spacing, I feel like is important as well because you're still trying to compare and contrast, and that's really what that is. But that's where we was at with it, Cola. What's your thoughts, bro? Like, what's your perspective?
Man, listen, I just was going off about it in the spaces. Listen, Tone, you know that's what we've been missing. When they say ain't been no stars in battle rap, because it ain't been no big stages, bro. That's where you become a star. Everybody that made themselves somebody, it happened in one of those big rooms, like a Urban Plaza, somewhere legendary, or a Gnome in Houston. It got to be big. And he, like I said, Ryder joint, Big T joint. They was leveling up. Now, even though they went on Summer Madness, you know, due to the circumstances, him and Stumbles, they got an even greater opportunity because everybody, you know, Urban Plies is a claim to be that. I don't care if you go first or if you go 20th. Being in Urban Plies on that stage, period, is a big deal.
Slade, you seen that, and I think that... you know, shout out to A-Verb, legend in his own right. And that was one of the, I guess that was something that was being said. Because I saw what happened. I saw the energy. I'm sorry. I saw the energy. I saw what was happening. Because battlers have a, because I was in the room when New Jersey Twerk battled Dougie. Just quick story. When New Jersey Twerk was saying the rounds and the YI orders, I saw the look on the battler's face. And they said, there's the next guy. There's the guy. There's the guy. That's it. When you hit the, there's the guy. So now we seeing that online. What did you think about Verb's critique? What do you think about, oh, you went first and all that? And just the energy online amongst your colleagues. What's up?
I'm going to keep it 100. I think Verb was the only one that had anything negative to say. Everybody else is like, Slade, you here now. Give me a hug, Slade. Welcome, Slade. You want some coffee? Can I get you some tea? Welcome, Slade.
Hospitality in this mother.
Hospitality.
Yeah.
This nigga, get off my lawn. Come over there, no goddamn way, you corny ass nigga.
Wait a minute, man.
You don't one, but this the worst part, yo. This nigga was the day before telling Stumbles, listen, you going first. The crowd gonna be eager. It's gonna be difficult to win them over. You gotta win them over. You gotta do your thing. But if you do your thing, I guarantee you a star will be born. A star will be born. I guarantee it. If Stumbles, if you do what you gotta do, you do your thing right, a star will be born. Slade did his thing right. This nigga trash. I don't know what. Go ahead, brother.
Come on, St. Louis.
Come on, St. Louis. Don't and I do told that. You the only nigga that's doing that. Like, it ain't nobody else doing that but you, bro. Ain't nobody else doing it but you. You by yourself on this island. No pun intended. You by yourself.
You think you know, A-Verb does have a history of battling legends and rising stars like in the same year, the same calendar year, right? A-Verb in this current iteration, you feel like you'll be able to, I don't even, Cola's face before I even ask this is hilarious. Like, but this current iteration of Verb, you on stage, you've seen what he's done at Irving Plaza. Let's not forget, what happens, man? What's your assessment, man?
Yo, I'm not even joking. And he got me mad. I will wow him the fuck up. Oh. I am not joking, God. This ain't even no funny shit. I'm not even trying to beat it into the ground. Stumbles was my friend, bro. Stumbles is my man.
Well, let me get the ice on this. Yeah, talk your shit, nigga.
Yo, I'm like real shit. You about to see me and Stumbles outside together. Doing shoes and shit like that. That's my man.
Right.
I will wow this nigga up, God. I will wow this nigga the fuck up.
Yo.
He gonna stand there in one spot and just rap.
Right.
Yo, dog, I think, as far as that stage go, I feel like I'm on my performance-wise, I feel like I'm only going to get better. I will moonwalk on that man. I'm telling you, I will wow him the fuck up, God.
Yo.
That nigga just do something else, bro. Don't do something else.
But let me ask you this, though. Let's get to it, though. But let me ask you this, though. Slade, but what if none of you, listen, let's respectfully put it in this aspect. Mook, go. We say he battle all his friends. This, and the third. But every nigga he done battled up the new, Rock, Geechee, he beat him. So who say, now say Verb, do you like that? Then what? What if you turn the clock back?
If he turn the clock back, I'm going to have to wake up and be like, yo, I can't let that happen tomorrow.
Okay.
I can't let that. You want
to get rid of these niggas, but these niggas ain't losing.
Seem like the veterans is
not bad. They losing, but they not dying.
And yo, I'm not even trying to be funny, bro. But like, we knew Mook could do that. We was waiting for that. I don't think Verb can do that.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
This current Verb cannot do that right now.
Yo. Look, bro. I was doubting Mook because we didn't see it. I never seen the great Mook live. I did that night. Verb is not that, God. Damn. Respectfully.
Damn.
No. That nigga walked on stage like battle rap Jesus. That Verb don't do that. No, he does not have that. Respectfully, dog. We see why Mook is Mook now. No, Verb, no. I hope he didn't make that. I hope he don't say no shit like that. Ever.
Say no shit like what? Mook, like what?
No.
What
you mean? That he can do some like that. He can, as great as Mook was, he can be that. No. We have never seen you like that. We seen Mook like that before. Real shit, bro.
Three rounds of work.
Guardian Angel Duck was amazing, but that wasn't part of Yardie versus Mook. That wasn't that. Respectfully, you've never been that.
versus the Hitman battle. We not
no. That shit was fire. Mm-hmm. It was fire. Mm-hmm. But I'm not even trying to be funny. But like, you gotta do that to somebody that like, yo, that's like doing that to your little bro. Like, I'm not trying to take away from it, but like, he was beating his little friend.
That was his friend. That's a fact.
That was his friend. His somebody knows very well.
Do that to somebody else. Do that to a nigga you ain't grow up with and that you don't know personally and that you could do all that personal shit. That do that to somebody else. Mook just did that to Geechee, dog.
Wow.
Geechee the young goat. We all can admit that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Geechee is our era's goat, hands down. That's yeah. our Mook. For us new niggas, Mook is Mook for me because I've been around forever. But as far as my feet in the water and battle rap, that's right. the goat for this era where I'm at right now, dog. Respectfully.
Talk your talk. Yeah.
Verb doesn't do that. Verb doesn't do that. When Verb ran into an animal from another state, he got booed off. Yo, Shine beat the dog shit out of him, God. He beat the fuck out of him. And he was talking to him like he was about to do him, like he did Hitman. And Shine telling him, nigga, this ain't what you want. And he beat the fuck out of him, dog. You don't know him. You couldn't go all personal and do that whack shit. You got your ass whooped. Bad. Yo, that wasn't just a, yo. K-Shine versus Verb. Respectfully, that's a top five, maybe, if not top seven or eight. No more. We're not going no further than that.
Right.
Bodies of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's up there.
Dog, you might have cracked the top five of getting your ass whooped of all time.
Talk to this nigga, man. Talk to this vet nigga, man.
That's resume. You got accolades, but you also got that too. If we're going to talk about GOATs, nobody's been booed more than you.
Out of the legends.
Nobody. Who been booed more than Verb? And he going to call it hate. But I guarantee you, when you go watch him get booed, the bar is ridiculously trash that he's getting booed after. All they hating. Yo, you got the swag of a big liner. All they hating. They hating. These niggas hating. Watch this. They hate. Watch this. We don't want to watch it. That's why we're booing. Watch this. Oh, they hate. No, they're not. That shit was ass. I go remedial from the tedium, and then it's time for mushroom soup. They hate. All these niggas is hate. No, dog. That's ass. Go watch when he get booed. When they so-called hating. Show me where he say a fire-ass bar and they start booing.
Yo,
if anybody can create the clip, do that, and I'll post it and apologize. They boo him when he say that bullshit. He's never said fire and then been booed. You get booed for bullshit, dog. You know why they boo Mook? Uh-huh. That nose bar was ass. They booed him.
I think it's because certain people can't, like, he was clearly joking, but people don't want to hear Murder Mook joke.
They boo when they don't like something. Don't matter who you are. They're not hating on you. You're terrible. When you say hot shit, and you do it all the time because you're a fucking incredible rapper, not taking nothing from them.
Yeah.
But when you're saying that dumb shit, they let you know and you call it hating. You're the only nigga who just can't say, oh, but I bounced back from getting booed. Yeah, I got booed, but I bounced the fuck back. You heard Swamp? I didn't stink. I didn't stumble. I didn't scare. I kept going. I stood through. Yeah. Okay. What Geechee do? Put his hand out. All right, it's cool. He ain't to me. Y'all hating. Fuck y'all. Suck my dick. Y'all hating. Fuck y'all. He ain't going to all that. This nigga weird, girl. That shit corny as fuck. Everybody hating when you get booed off stage, but if Slade would have got booed off stage, I was just terrible, and that's the lesson I needed to learn. Right or wrong?
You talking. You talking?
If I got booed off stage, what verb would it say?
Oh, it would have been bad.
I told this motherfucker. I told this stupid chicken eating motherfucker. Go sell an eight ball, you chicken eating bitch. I told you. Right or wrong?
I think that's accurate. It's accurate.
Weird ass nigga, man. Nigga corny as hell.
Bruh. Wow.
And he's been horrible for a long time.
Wait, he hasn't been good? You don't feel like any performances of his, the pass or his performance,
he's
the hollow performance?
Battles, but he's had no great performance. Yo, to talk like you talk, just having decent and good performances ain't going to cut it, dog. Check this out. LeBron running around calling himself the king, but he averaging 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and 17 points. What the fuck we going to say to LeBron? You running around calling yourself the king, you the next GOAT, but you average it. You got to come and check this out. I ain't even asking you to score 30. Go drop 27. Average 24 for a year. Average 24 for a season. Real talk.
Yeah.
Because you've been Udonis Haslam. You're just here because you're valuable to the place. You don't drop nothing, dog. Score. Put something on the board, B. We know why Udonis Haslam is into the Heat. Because he's a staple, he's a legend, he's a great, and what he means to that. That's who you are, Verb.
You just call Verb Udonis Haslam?
Udonis Haslam. Udonis Haslam. Check this out. If the Midwest was a movement, we're just going to say the Midwest is Under Armour, right? We're going to say the Midwest is Under Armour.
Sure.
Verb is the Under Armour logo.
You know what? That's
Hit Me and Holla got it on. You heard? Hit Me and Holla is Steph Curry. He wearing it. Calico is one of the athletes. They wearing it.
Yeah, time these old niggas talk to this nigga, Slay.
Shit.
That's who you are. We respect the logo. But the logo don't do nothing but get on to the people that matter. Relax, dog. You're Udonis Haslam. You're a logo. That's who you are.
Yo.
Talk to this nigga.
You got to come out an average 24 for a season, and then we say, oh, shit, Geno Smith, you're back. Damn, dog, you wasn't dead. Make us respect you, nigga. Do something. Do something for a season. Be good. This all you do. I know you excited that hundreds of people come to your spaces, and that's because you are that logo that you are. But when you post battles and battle clips, I'm watching your timeline and what you're posting because you're talking about me, so it's all on mine. Right. You can't crack 20 likes. You can't crack 10 shares. I put a freestyle on my page, 30,000 views, 600 stares, thousands of, we can go through this. They don't want to see what you do. They want to hear you talk. Yes, they're going to show up to the Under Armour meeting. But let's say that the Under Armour owner show up to a court and say, I'm outside with the Under Armour on today. Nobody's coming to watch you shoot a three-pointer, bro. They show up and watch Steph Curry shoot the whole world. They buy sneakers and anything. They don't want to see you, though. Fuck you. Put it on Steph Curry or get out of the way, dog. Or do something. Or you down, or come out and do something. We know you valuable to the team. We know you hold the team down. We know you somewhat the backbone for the team, the mouthpiece, the representative. We know that, y'all. But don't act like you get on the court.
Wow.
And when you do get on the court, you average 8. That's for cleanup minutes because when you get in, they only put you in when they up 30. So you can average 8 at that time. You only play, what, 6 games a season? That's when they up 30? And in them 6 games, you average 8 because you're playing against the D-League and the G-League and the little niggas on the bench. They up 30.
How you feel about Big T? Big T whooping. How you feel about Big T? He ain't up with him.
Yeah, let's get to this.
He about to lose his job because he's not even good at getting the towels and Gatorade no more. He's slow getting it to the players. He's tripping over himself. He's slow with that. They're not even going to need him for that no more. He about to lose his towel and in Gatorade fetching duties. He's not even playing. He's
Gatorade
not even playing.
Fetching duties.
They don't even let Big T play. Big T's on the practice squad. Another team could pull up and sign Big T at any time, a la RBE. He on the practice squad. You know how if somebody on your practice squad, Dallas or the Redskins could come snatch somebody off my Eagles practice squad?
Right.
You know how they could just come take them? They don't got to do negotiations. They don't got to get released. None of that. That's what Big T is. You don't get in the game. You don't get in the game. Real shit. They brought me to New Orleans to run some combine scouts, and I did my thing on it.
Talk your shit.
What? Talk your shit for doing what?
They gave me stumbles.
You did what?
Combine drills.
514 in the live. Yeah.
With shorts on.
Talk your shit, Slay.
With shorts on, Nike headband.
Oh, no.
My mom was there. After I threw the bomb and my man, I blew my girl kiss. We going to the league because we doing great. We going. Look at these coaches' faces. They love us. We getting drafted. We going.
Yeah. Yeah. He's earned the right to talk this way. I love everybody, though.
Me too, man.
I love everybody.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, like I said, in the space, as far as music go, Terrence has been doing great.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Terrence, yeah.
That's one music making fat motherfucker right there. Music's been great. But as far as this right here go, this sport right here, that turn the beat off, get your feet dirty, nah, don't do this. Don't do this. Don't even mention this. You don't play, bro. You don't play.
Lockout Blue? Blue blocker?
So you said my man Big T onto the freeway act? Turn the beat on? Oh, Terrence.
Yo, all jokes aside, he'll go to, I'm not even being funny, he'll go to war, verbal war zone and become God.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. T on verbal. You know what, though? But the way you making it seem like T don't got nothing left for the court, though, like, he.
I ain't seen nothing. Yo, he was decent. Check this out.
Okay.
He was decent for maybe 40 seconds in our battle, and people said that was the best Big T they seen in years.
40 seconds?
In the first round. Chit-ping, chit-ping, chit-pang. That's it. And I didn't even get what it was. I was just, okay. I was excited because, okay, you're doing sounds and they like it. It's not going to look bad like I'm just beating the shit out you. At least you defending the passes while I'm throwing them to my boy. I got shorts on and they can tell I'm comfortable. Chewing stick in my mouth.
You know what? Okay.
I'm wild.
You got like you was Dion with the phone when he pulled up to the, like when he pulled up.
Chains on.
Chains on with the sweatsuit. He didn't take his sweatsuit off.
Chains like on.
4-3. Yeah.
Larry Bird in the 3-point contest. I'm suited. You know, comfy.
Shout out to K Reese for the donation. We appreciate it, brother. Take Verb in St. Louis and see what pressure is. K Reese.
Check this out. I never battle in Connecticut because there's nowhere to battle in Connecticut.
It's a fact.
But the fact that y'all want me off of my first battle ever at Urban Plaza to go into where he says he's God at is crazy. Why can't he just pull up to Urban Plaza and get his ass whooped in New York like everybody else does, like he did before? If it ain't nothing, pull up at Urban Plaza. If you don't want to pull up at her, why do we got to go to your mom's living room in order to get it on? Why? That's crazy. What, you want your cousins to jump in? That's crazy. I understand that half of the city know you and they're going to be biased. The sad part is, I don't care how biased they're going to be. That can only affect the moment, and that's in the room. Once the battle drop, you lose again. I'm going to beat ass wherever I'm at. But why the fuck do we got to go all the way to your house? I'm with it.
Right.
I'm with it.
Right.
But why the fuck we got to pull up all the way at your house? I know he didn't just say that, but that's my man. Like, my man. You for real? It's to that? Little old Slade?
Yeah.
Not the first battle of the night that they was testing the mics on.
Oh, come on, Slade. Yeah. Okay.
All the way to St. Louis?
All the way to St. Louis. Now, we're going to do this, right? Now, first of all, shout out to everybody that's here. You know what I mean? Kid Slade is, he talking that talk, man. Share the stream, 532 in the live and all that good stuff, man. I got the link in the chat. You already know my rules. You get up here, be respectful. Get off McDonald's Wi-Fi. Wash your face, turn your phone horizontal. Camera on, be a man or woman. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what we do up here, and be respectful. All right, so shout out to everybody that's out there right now. The link is in the chat. Pull up and all that good stuff. Let's talk about another person, because look, I don't want to make this like a, but I saw the energy, right? We can't ignore the energy. You know what I'm saying? I'm here with Neil Armstrong, the king of the spaces and all that. And this is where a lot of these talks and all this happened, right? And I did see something gaining energy in the algorithms, right? And it was already there, but now, especially after this battle, I feel like the culture believes that you are on a collision course with Easy to Block Captain, sir.
That was gonna happen anyway. And I feel like Easy knew it too. Easy never, yo, this the thing, yo. Easy was never on no hating shit. Mm-hmm. All Easy ever said was, you gotta put in more work. You gotta see more.
Right.
Let him get in a little more work. Let him put in some more work.
Did you agree with that? When he work, said that?
And now agree? The traction picking up. He right. see the work coming. He see the respect getting gained. And now he like, oh, okay. So you doing, okay, what up, nigga? Yo, that's why I can. Verb is verb, man. Mm-hmm. Verb is verb. But on the easy thing,
he's the only
we nigga. We all seen it coming, you know? It was just, it was already there for me. It was just a matter of me, you know?
Mm. Slay. The only nigga that can make a fire out of dust, man. The man can really show you how to make a fire with two tree branches and a big ass fire. That's a verb, man. And that's how I can explain it. It can be nothing else, and a nigga can turn that shit into a whole tornado. Mm-hmm. That's his trait, bro. Captain Marketable.
Yo,
he got I that you now.
He's excellent at that. He's amazing.
Excellent at that. He's that's amazing. One thing that nigga could be at the bottom of the fucking mountain somehow. Yeah. He done climbed up there at the top, and you don't know how. You seen them fall.
Yeah.
You seen them fall. You know how. I told you niggas I'd be up here. He done just got up there, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Right.
Y'all thought right. I was dead, huh? Nah, he ain't gone.
Yeah, I told you. Yo, listen. Let's do this because I see my man Darren's question as well. Well, he has a comment here, and I am gonna post the comment. I see Rain Black in the chat. I see you in the chat. The link is out there and all that good stuff. Share the stream. Follow Kid Slay. We will get the information in the description box and all that good stuff. All right. So I want to do that right now. Your choice of venue with Easy to Block Captain. If that was to happen, I don't think that should be the very next battle. I would like some anticipation for that because I think that could be at the top of a really major card. Now, your location, your choice of venues, money being the same, because I know what you're gonna say. I know. You know, the plug talk. Yeah, I want the bread. Okay, money's the same. Wherever you at, whatever you asking for, where do you want that battle to take place?
Right there.
Right here. Right here.
Urban Plaza.
Oh, my God. Urban Plaza is a drug. Once you get that. You chasing the same high, bro.
You heard.
Yeah. He chasing that same one. You hear me?
Man, listen. Oh, yo. Yo, that's the thing, yo. I'm not scared, yo. Listen, bro. I told Easy this. I don't think I'm just like way better than him. I feel like I rap better than him. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm just like way better, like ah. But I told him like, yo, you be having some your hate, like your punches, the ones that be hitting, they be like, they don't be what mine be. Like we hit completely different.
Hmm.
And we don't hit at the same pace.
Right. Right.
So I'm not even trying to be funny. We just going to, this is my last performance. So we just going to go off that last first round.
Sure.
If I drop a first round like that and you get in my face and try to tell me, you ain't never do nothing for your kingdom. You in my ear doing that. They going to be looking at you crazy like, nigga, you got to turn the fuck up, dog. I hear you talking to them. That shit is cute. Let's go. And I swear that's the plan with me on Easy. I'm a
okay.
Pause if necessary, but I'm jumping on. I'm on his ass. I'm on him.
Right. immediate from the door.
That's how he coming out. He right here.
Right.
It's on. You know how he give it up.
Philly. Right, yeah. There. No room.
No room.
Now
you know how about, he give it up. So I'm on him.
Think about Easy Block Captain. That's made him who he is, in my opinion. That makes him great. Is that it's a level of consistency. All three rounds, the three rounds that he had with Chess, it's very difficult to do what he did, right? Like, mm-hmm. in that moment. I feel like that matchup is crazy, but on a when it comes to just pure rapping ability, you feel like there's still things that you, like, those two styles together, because you get a lot of comparison. Best yeah. time to see him is now. You see side by side. You feel like the fans are going to be like, oh, there's more caveats to his style rather than, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel like that's going to allow fans to see the separation between y'all?
I think we both got like that similar content, uh-huh. but Easy performs, but I think it's not what I do. Mm-hmm. I'm moving a little bit more. I'm more animated. Mm-hmm. Easy going to walk around me and yell at me and shit like that. But I feel like I perform a little
Slay.
More.
So listen, that ain't stumbles. No disrespect.
Listen to me.
Like you said, listen, hold on. You just said Geechee, the new generation GOAT. Well, this right now, year one, year two, Easy that nigga. That's gonna be that shit not going over when he barked. This night stumbles. Urban Plaza for Easy gonna be a move. You see what he did? He some of Madden's. He know him, some of Madden's already on his belt. He know what
you
that
know what
is.
Me. And, check this out. You know what me and Easy gonna be?
Yeah.
What Twerk and Geechee was supposed to be.
It gotta be a movie.
Wow,
that's all it can be.
I wow. see him when I get there.
He's a different. Listen,
I understand that. That's gonna
be one of them, Slay.
Yo, check this out. You remember? All right, check this out. Mm-hmm. Tell me this. After my Big T battle, did you not say this? That was decent, but he gonna have to do a little bit better for the Urban Plaza stage.
Yes, absolutely.
Did I?
I'm gonna tell you what I told you.
You did.
Before Big T battle, from the Rider battle, I said, for Slay to become a star, he's going to have to do more. Versus mm-hmm. Big T, mm-hmm. you start showing that. Versus
we
T,
back,
you
we
start
back.
Showing
you good, you good,
versus
you
Big
good.
T, you start showing those glimpses of, nah, this nigga transferable. Like, all that talk is what it's going to be. Until we see it, a nigga can't. That's why I said I can't see why anybody is saying anything. Once we see it on that stage, and that crowd, knowing the history of that stage and that crowd he been in, and you do that, ain't no doubts. That's what stars made right there. Everybody know Kid Slay. Every motherfucker on that stream right now. It was only three people in the building with Super Crazy. That's Slay, Jazz, Murder Mook. And the only reason they may pick one of them over you is because their opponents was tougher. What Vixen been doing, you'll take Vixen over Stumbles, no disrespect. You'll take each. So, but yeah. beyond that, your shit's right here. You was just as amazing as them two. So a motherfucker can't tell you, I don't care who it was, because even though the opponent, and that's what people got to understand, it ain't always about what your opponent do. It's if your performance still amazing enough, well, we don't even give a fuck what he did. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes you special, and that's what you did, Slay. Nigga can't. That's what they be mad about. A War, you can. It don't matter if A War battling this bottle of water. He's gonna give you the same A War. You see what I'm saying? So you can accept the artist. Fuck, make it. Me and him gotta put on together. Long as you stay consistent and do what you do, we get what we got, bro. They can't take that from you. That's Urban Plaza, trademark and battle rap. It's up.
Yeah. That's my and yo, for the Easy battle. That's what I'm saying. Like. I felt like I had to do better for my I had to do better than my Big T battle and my Easy battle. I mean, in my stuff. I think I did, and I know I will have to do better than that battle. For I'm ready, God.
Okay.
I thank you.
Okay.
I'm like the challenges when they come. I'm ready for them.
Darren with the petty donation here says Slay could 30 Verb and Tuna at the same time in a handicap match. That is insanity. Wow. That is crazy. Wow, Darren.
That's insane.
That's just, he just, yo, bro, shout out to Tuna and Verb. We here for the talk, though. Yeah, I support. I miss. What? Huh? This media. I'm an instigator. You hear me?
I'm like, now, matter of fact, you want to mention them two niggas together? This is real shit. Me and Stumbles have beat the dog shit out of Verb and Big T. Guaranteed. One of the worst 2-on-2 30s you will ever see in your life. Ever. That you will ever see. Me and Stumbles have beat the dog shit out of them two. Terribly. And that's a guarantee. I guarantee that.
These are 30. Two of the 50 greatest rappers of all time, in my opinion.
30.
Greatest battlers of all time, in my opinion. It's a 30 rock. 30 ball.
30 ball. 30. 30.
Yo, when is Double Impact? Book it.
Do this. Book it. Verb, say some dumb shit and Big T do some dumb sounds. 30. They gonna have, yo, no.
Beasley.
Matter of fact, they legends. 2-1, clear.
The only thing about this shit, though, if these motherfuckers win, Slay,
then we're going to have to shut up.
Shut up.
I doubted Mook up until the battle. He won.
That's a
only
fact.
Time I'm going to open my mouth is to give praise and then right back to it.
They ain't had one of the Mook battles. They ain't had one of them in a minute. That shit Mook did, they ain't had one of them.
Yep. Mm.
They ain't had one of them. Neither one of them. They ain't had one of them.
They can't. I'm sorry. And I've never seen them do so.
I was recent. I ain't said never before. But as a recent, they ain't had one of them.
Bro, I never seen Mook in person till then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's different.
Right. Right.
Completely different. No. Sorry.
No.
All
no.
Due respect to the legends that y'all are. No.
Oh,
no.
Man.
Not at all. We're not even about to play like that a little bit. Respectfully. We're not even about to play like that a little bit. I'm dead ass. Taking my hat off. No. Not doing that. No, we're gonna put emphasis on that. No. Sorry. Negative.
Right.
Nah.
Hey, yo, Slave, man, I appreciate this. Let me do this because we do got fans in the queue. We got people that want to talk to you, supporters, people that was probably outside and stuff like that. Black, you're going to have to unmute yourself when you get up here, all right? So everybody make sure y'all unmuted. Y'all cameras is on and all that good stuff, all right? So remember my rules. We gonna take it away. So, Rain, it's on you, bro. Rain, you on with Kid Slade?
Yo, I'm good. Go.
Yo, what's
yeah, Ricky? I can hear you. I can hear you. Peace,
breaking
God.
Rules already, nigga. Just can't.
Big Seven, what's good with you?
Chilling, man. You know.
First of all, shout out to you, Cola. What's good, Big Speaker?
Ryan, what's the word? Big Speaker in here.
Mm-hmm. You know, vibes, Tone, bro. What's good with you? Appreciate you again for doing that interview with the family too, bro. We appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, 100.
So home. Slade, loved your performance at Urban Plaza.
Thank you.
You did what you're supposed to do, bro, and. It was against a guy that I've learned to be a fan of in Stumbles over as of recent. So that was a highly anticipated battle for me. And to me, both sides with everything that happened, it was the battle that was what it was supposed to do for the culture. You know what I mean? The watch this one. That was fire, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're supposed to do. My main question for you is what's the goal for Kid Slade in battle rap? Like, what's the hype? Like, what are you trying to, what's your message to the culture? That's my feeling as a battle rappers, they have a certain message they try to bring to the culture. What's Kid Slade's culture? What's Kid Slade's message to the culture? What you trying to achieve here?
Basically, I just want to establish myself as like all around MC, not just a battle rapper, as just one of the greats to do it. I don't want to be the greatest, it's not the goal, but to be mentioned within that is the goal. Leave a legacy, of course. And as far as what I'm trying to reach, as much success as I can, bro. I make music and shit too. I'm trying to take this and expand my music career with this. I'm trying to reach further heights with it. I've seen other people do it, and that's why I'm here, man. I'm trying to reach that level with you. Yo, give me 1 second, bro.
Yeah, I got you. Shorty done woke up, man. Nah, I appreciate this, man. Like, shout out to Slay. We're going to let him get right and everything like that. Although, I do appreciate that Eagles little blanket on the Yeah. Raise your hand if your team undefeated. Yeah. Rain.
Eagles blanket.
Yo, yeah, I.
Those are
stairs. This one on Slaves, yo. Like, yeah, relax, bro.
Oh, Slaves?
Yeah. So anyway, Ray, I appreciate you, bro. And that definitely was a good look, man. I definitely appreciate that interview as well. So
nah, bro, that was dope, man. We appreciate that.
All right.
I want to reach as high as I can, man. Much success as possible. Financially.
Nah, you definitely you got the potential and the talent to do it because you taking over very quick.
Thank you, bro.
Like, the name Kid Slade is going wild in the culture right now, especially after this past weekend. Like, a lot of people doubted you. I didn't. But a lot of people said, you know, it's Irvin Plaza. He did this before. I was talking with some of my peers. You was looking real comfortable up there, bro. Very comfortable.
Talk about it.
And that's hard for a lot of people that's, like, in that type of environment for the first time. Like, you look like, and you act like you were supposed to be there, and you performed as if you're supposed to be there. So I just appreciate your attitude, as in, I don't care what niggas say, when I rap, you gonna listen, period. Why? So keep that energy, bro. And I'm gonna say this because, you know, Kings versus Queens might be coming up pretty soon. Who's some of the queens you looking at that you may wanna, you know, step in front of if the opportunity presents itself?
I said this before. I never really had a thought on battling a female, so I couldn't really get. But like, I'm with the smoke though, cause I feel like that'll be a challenge. Cause I never even like pushed myself to like, after watching a male female bar, like just think of something that right quick that I would say to it. I've never even done that before. So,
cause I've been thinking, and I think you versus Flames.
Flames versus Slade.
I like Flames, yo. Flames a gangster too. I like her.
Okay.
I like that a lot.
Hey, yo, hey.
Smack, if you're watching this, I mean.
Yeah. Call Smack out. We appreciate that. Yeah. Hey, Rain, I appreciate you, bro. I gotta get the other folks, man.
You know it, bro.
Definitely you appreciate do. You. All right.
Y'all love.
Thank you, man. Appreciate no you. Man.
Keep doing your thing, Slade.
You already, man.
Big salute to Rain. You know what I mean? We got KWA. KWA, it might be Qua, my bad, but I'm just gonna read it as that. Shout out to you, we got you on with Kid Slade. What's up, brother?
Yo, what's up? What's poppin', everybody?
You making that bodega run? What up, bro?
Yeah, you feel me? Like, I ain't gonna lie, I was dead ass just watching Brooklyn and the Nets, nigga. Big New York, nigga. But I was like, let me step out and see what. Let me see what niggas got going on. And I see Kid Slade in the building. I just want to shout him out real quick. Yo, Kid Slade, I ain't make no baby love off you yet, you heard? I ain't make no money off you yet, Brody. But that ass, my nigga, I definitely got niggas hitting my phone. Like, nah, you said Kid Slade, bro. You know what I mean? Like, niggas, yeah, nigga, niggas know you a problem, boy. You know what I mean? Just keep doing what you do. Fuck the rest of these niggas, you know what I'm saying? I just maxed out from the feds. I've been around New Brighton niggas, Hartford niggas, all types of niggas, boy. Like, niggas, keep putting off for yours, homie. The real niggas is going to recognize it, nigga. We going to keep it at that, you are. And yo, shout out to Cola, too. You already know. Shout out, Cola. Yo, Tone Bro. You know what I mean? Shout out, y'all niggas. You know, big boy salute, man. Yo, Tone Bro, we was in Houston last year. And we was just up here in Albany, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. We outside gang. Yeah.
That's a fact, outside gang. You feel me? So I just wanted to shout y'all out, let y'all know that niggas is big supporters of what y'all do. And Kid Slade, I definitely got to salute you, bro. Like, nigga, keep working, boy. You got niggas like me that's really out here figuring it out, nigga. You know what I mean? And like, nah, that nigga really talked for the people. And I did have one question for you. That motherfucking shit you had on, you had the good slick walk shit on. Like, talk about that shit. Like, I keep hearing you, that shit was sponsoring. Like, nigga, was that something that y'all playing before the scene? You know what I mean? Or some other shit? Or was you like, nah, you know what? Let me bust Dougie, holla at. Like, what
this
was that about?
What happened, God? Mm-hmm. I bought the fit for the event. Niggas, I bought my fit. I was locked in. And then I seen Goods post something on Twitter, and it hit me. I said, you know what? I'm going out there one day early, so I'm going to hit him up. I'm going to buy a pair of slick walks. I'm going to buy a suit, and I'm going to tear the stage up. And that's Jones. I fuck with Good. That's my guy. So I hit him up, asking for it, and he said, you know what? He said it on his podcast. He said, like, man, you know what? As soon as I hung up with him, he called Stumbles and asked him if he was willing to do it. And that's how that worked.
That's fire.
Say no more. That's fire, bro. That's fire.
Like, he hit me with the flip walks in the suit. I was going to pull up and buy it. Shout out.
That's love.
That's fire. Yeah. Shout out Goods for that. I mean, that's real nigga shit. But that's the type of love when you get around real New York niggas. You feel me? Niggas is going to give you that real love. We ain't doing no horse playing, picking and choosing. You real, we going to respect that. You feel me?
Word.
And that's real. But one more thing I wanted to tell you is that this last battle, you ain't have none of the jewels on, the shades on. You ain't have none of that shit on. You went in there on some ready to kill nigga shit. Boy, nigga, we know you flee, boy. You heard? We respect it. Niggas get fly, so niggas respect it. But when you go in that mode, niggas know you in a different bag now. Like, nah, when that nigga come out there with no chain, no buffs on, nigga, he coming to work. So, now I mean? Just keep on going, nigga.
Right.
That check gonna keep getting bigger, like you said, man. Salute all y'all Black Compass. We here. You know what I mean? I'm about to get back to this Brooklyn's and Nets game. But, yo, Cola, I see you in the cut. You already know what it is, loudspeaker. Hold it
salute,
down, baby.
Boy.
Bro, much love, man. Kids play. Salute, man. Baby.
All right.
Yeah.
No, I like it. The energy right there. That's how you do it. Yeah. Like, that's that. You know, like, it, not for nothing. Like, listen, I'm from Rochester, New York. When a New York nigga fuck with you and they compliment you on some real nigga shit, it hit different. Like, that's genuine pride in a real nigga voice. That hit different. I'm just saying.
Solid. Word. Shout out to him, man.
Damn. All right. So we got one more. And shout out to Jay Johnson for the joint as well. He said Snake versus Slade on the walk down was fire. And he put I am a rooster as well. What? Like, yeah, we putting that too. But yeah, nah, Snake and Slade went crazy on the walk down. That was an honor as well.
Yeah, man, appreciate the love on that, man. Yeah. I can't wait to get back at it, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. We got one more person to come up as well. We got my man Lion Order. Lion, what up, bro?
Right. What up, gang? Cola, salute the army. What's good?
Salute the army.
What's good, Slade?
Chilling, man. How you got?
I'm doing all right, man. Yeah, just also would like to, you know, congratulate you on the performance. That shit was spectacular for an opener. You know what I'm saying? But been watching you for a long time, bro. Yeah, I got two questions for you. My first one, do you actually feel like the Crucible helped you? Because I feel like to a lot of outside perception, it's like we knew you was in the Crucible, but one, I feel like I didn't see the Crucible Finals. Hmm. And two, I felt like they just announced that shit like Kid Slade won the Crucibles. But by that point, we had already kind of knew you from, like, I think it was like your casino battle and some other shit.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel like it actually did anything for you, or was it just like you felt you had already organically grown buzz and that's why we was fucking with you?
No, I feel like the Crucible, it absolutely did something for me, because the fact of me being in the Crucible doing well got me to UN4.
Right.
Because I believe he picked four of us from the Crucible.
Yeah. It was you, it was MVP, Swervo, and J2, I thought.
And Swervo was in the Crucible?
Five of us. Yeah.
Swervo.
Yeah, okay. Swervo, yeah.
Five of us. They picked five.
Oh, yeah, he was in Crucible.
Yeah,
okay,
that boy Swervo Crucible trial was crazy. He had, like, the little beat behind it. His shit was crazy.
Yeah, facts. But go ahead, Slade.
They helped me get into the UN4. And also, I believe the fact, like, just seeing it, like, what niggas was doing to try to fit in, it also helped me just focus more on just being myself. Because I walked in there with the, I'm not about to try to form myself to be no corny-ass battle rapper like I feel like most people think it's about to try to do. At the time, the Torque sound was still lit, so I knew what niggas was coming in there trying to do. And it just put more emphasis on just be your fucking self. So, yeah, it definitely helped me. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not statements on my wall. I'm taking notes. I'm studying, brother. Yeah, and then my second question was, I'm sure you probably been asked this before, but are you afraid like that? Like, we know you do the plug talk. We know you do the drug talk. I don't know what it is about the drug talk niggas. I feel like the culture just always wants, like, maybe like a new, shinier archetype of that type of battler. We done seen them try to kick T-Top to the curb, other niggas who do the drug talk well to the curb. Do you feel the plug talk is gonna last you the entirety of your career? You gonna have to switch up the archetype a little bit.
Nah, I just feel like, all right, best way I can say it is some battle rappers will say, I got a kilo. Some battle rappers will say, I got 36 holes. Some battle rappers will say, I got 1,000 grams. Some battle rappers will say, I got 2 9s, 2 bigs, 4 6 trait. It's just going to get to that. You're going to get niggas that's just going to, the more it's levels to it. And then everybody don't talk it the same. So you get it. And also, another thing, where we from is huge. A lot of dudes mimic shit. Like, a lot of dudes try to mimic New York. And these dudes, I'm not saying about everybody, but a lot of dudes are mimickers. They try to mimic shit. When I talk what I talk, the lingo and shit, a lot of shit y'all don't recognize because I'm from Hartford. It ain't popular. That's why when niggas say, you can't talk that shit to me. Yes, I can. I'm not going to teach you how to do nothing, but I'm going to tell you how we do it where I'm from. And people heard how you talking it because you mimicking something else. They heard it 10 times. They never heard this version of it. It's my version. And they know it's mine because they never heard it. They never heard nothing like it. That's not paid in full movie. That's slave, and they can tell. That's the difference. You feel me? So I think I'm going to be all right.
All right, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, good to see you more active this year. You know what I'm saying? Salute. Keep up the good work, bro.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
BTM,
it.
BTM, I'm out, man.
Yeah.
Line Order,
man. Big salute to Line Order as well, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the people that's here and things of that nature. Slade, listen, it's still people in the queue. Like, I don't know, Slade. You might have woke them up for real, man. Shout to Dave. Dave, you gotta unmute yourself, bro. Dave. All right. So we got Dave Burt. Dave, what up, bro? What up? You on with Kid Slade?
No, I got two questions, right? First question is for Cola, though. What's up with y'all? How y'all doing? I'm from
Philly. What's the word, my boy?
Hey, Cola, right? I know you looking at me. You probably like, I saw this nigga before, right? Because you kicked me out the spaces. All because I requested to come up and ask a question, bro. for no reason, my guy. How you do nothing, man? I just wanted to ask a question. But no, Slade, I wanted to ask you, right? If they called
What's
you right
Twitter
now.
Name?
Huh?
What's your Twitter name?
DBVB11. I got the pink shirt on. You kicked me straight out. You said, I don't even know you, man. What you coming up here?
You might want following me, man. Listen.
That's what you said. No, that's what you said.
Hey, no loitering, no soliciting, man. Hey, no loitering.
This nigga foul, bro.
Hey, no loitering, no soliciting, man. You ain't out here working. Go find you some business, man. We doing shit out here. No loitering, no soliciting. Man, I gotta figure it out.
You know what's so funny though? Cause like I really know like certain people that be up there, and when you did it, I'm like, damn, I really just wanted to ask a serious question, but you said it. You said, you don't follow me, you come in here requesting to come up.
Yeah,
no,
you don't follow me, nigga. You feel me, Slade the man that got the
etiquette. No, I'm
here. Dave, you got a question?
I got him right.
Yeah, no, I wanted to ask Slade, right? So let's say, because I heard you saying, first of all, your best performance to me is the John MVP. I don't know how you lost that battle. That John was crazy, bro. I watched that John like 100 times already. But my question is, if they called you right now for easy, right? Because I know you said you rather wait to get up there. If they called you right now, would you take the battle though? Or would it be like, no, let me get more battles in? No, that's a
big. I'm not there for my next John right now.
Because I feel like you and Easy would be like automatic classic. That don't do nothing but go classic, bro.
Yeah.
So yeah, I know
that battle would be crazy.
Yeah, I just wanted to know. I appreciate y'all, man. You keep doing your thing, Slade. I just wanted to ask that question because I'm from Philly, so I'm like a big Easy fan. So I just wanted to ask.
I'll take the battle.
Absolutely. All right. Say no more. Appreciate y'all though.
Appreciate you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to Philly as well and things of that nature. You know what I mean? Slade, this has been dope. This is, you know, watching the progression has been great. We get to document it up here. So we definitely appreciative of your time and stuff like that, and you promoting your brand and stuff. I want to do this, man, because still like upwards of 400 plus in the chat, man. So I want to have them make sure that they got the Twitter, the IG, anything you want to announce, things of that nature. I'm gonna give you the ISO. The shot clock is at 32. It's on you.
Well, I want to announce some shit because over the past few days, right after the I got off stage, some big shit happened. I can't announce too much, but some big I got some shit coming up. I got a huge battle coming up. And I'm working on music. It's just really hard because every time I try to lock in, I get a call and it's worth my time. So, and it's kind of hard to do both. So, new music coming. I'm about to be starting. As you see, if you follow my my music, I've been releasing singles and shit. So new music coming, huge battle coming, some other announcements on some dope shit coming. Kid Slade on Instagram, KidSlade453 on Twitter. I ain't really on shit else. Follow your boy, tap in, and I appreciate all the love. Even the hate, too. I appreciate that, too.
Yeah. You know what I mean? The love always overpower the hate, man. That's what my grandpa told me. So it's
always.
You know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of things happening today, man. We cleared up a few things. We know what side of the fence you stand on certain controversial subjects and things of that nature. You know what I mean? So, you know, and we got a good New York endorsement. I appreciate that. Slade, you keep doing your thing, bro. The sky's the limit. We see the potential on stage. You went crazy. You know what I mean? So keep that consistency up. We're going to be tough because that's who we are. This is the fans. This is who we are. You know what I mean? But as long as you deliver that work, we good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's what we about, man. So I appreciate you, bro. All right? I
appreciate you, man. Cola. Gangster God.
Seven, salute, man.
You already, God. Yo, we talk, man. We got to get back to work, man.
Yeah. Back to work.
We spoke about that.
We
got to get back to work, you know?
We got to get back to work. I'm going to make that call because I got to.
Hey, that slave, you know? Hey, you know I was gonna walk down myself. Now. Hey, get busy, Seven. I'm just saying.
I'm pulling up for work. You heard?
Listen, Slade. We gonna be in touch, bro. All right, do your thing, man. All
right, man. I appreciate y'all, man.
No doubt, man. That is Kid Slade, Connecticut, CT. Y'all got one. All right. You know what that
y'all
means?
Y'all definitely got y'all.
Y'all
one,
got
man.
One. All right. You from CT, you from Hartford and all that, y'all got one, all right? So understand that, you know what I mean? But it's the fans, the culture, this is what we do. You know what I mean? I hope y'all enjoyed this as well. Hope y'all enjoyed the content. If y'all like this interview, go back and watch the Say interview as well. I see the 400 in here. Watch the Say interview. It's dope. You know what I'm saying? Listen to the shows. Listen to what my man Cola, man. Cola's been killing it. He's been multi-streaming. Cola, tell the people what you've been on.
Listen, man.
My bad.
Conversations with Cola. We back like we never left. We merging the spaces. Big Jupiter with the caffeine, man. It's the movie, man. And I got something else special coming because you know my dog Henny back. Y'all know the fucking vibes.
Right.
Henny free. Y'all know the vibes. Sweater on. Big hat on. Y'all know I'm talking crazy. We back. I got ideas. Something else with Miss Hustle as well. Listen, I got a lot of things coming, man. I'm working like never before, man. Hey, Jay Black, get me on that champion. Stop playing.
Shout out to Jay Black. I think my brother's putting a lot of work. That's what I'm gonna say. Shout out to Cola, man. Shout out to everybody that make this thing what it is. Like my brother Cola, like Polo, like Pose, like Driz as well. And shout out to the whole society, man, and all the people.
And free the fucking wave, Tom.
Free.
Let's not forget that
wave.
Either. Free the wave, man.
Free the wave.
Titans went up. It's a vibe, man. We're here, man.
Until it's the other way, man. Free to wave. You know what I mean? So we gonna always shout that out as well, man. And y'all be safe, man. Y'all be safe with your friends, your families. It's getting darker quicker outside. Get your ass in the house. We up out of here, y'all. Peace.